This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
I was treated like garbage.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I would jump in naked and swim around in them. Little known fact, I love candles.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's...
Hi, Amy.
No wonder your show is number one.
Oh, good evening. I didn't see you there. Welcome to ENN. I am Chris Carlin, sitting in today for Peter Rosenberg, my mini-me, and I am honored to say hello this evening to Don LaGreca.
But here's the issue.
They may not be here. I also would enjoy saying hello to Michael K.
Please stay safe, everybody. Stay indoors. Be very wash handy.
I haven't heard that in a while. It's so good.
And for the guy who, I guess, are we safe to say tapped out today? Tapped out, is that?
I'm glad you brought it. We'll get to that. Yeah.
Okay.
There was a meeting on Friday in which he said that if you need me, I'm here. We needed him, and he wasn't here. Mm. And my response was, blank him, I'm doing the show myself, and I'm glad I did.
And you know what? You were well within your rights, and you were correct. But nonetheless, I will say good evening to Peter Anthony Rosenberg.
That egghead is my friend, Chris Carlin.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not so much after this CNN.
Oh, nice.
Hi, Donald.
I am doing fine, and it's nice to see your beautiful face.
Oh, it's so good to be seen. It's so good. So good. And frankly, you're welcome. You're welcome.
And I enjoyed you again, even though you were getting doubled up in yardage by Nebraska on Friday. I enjoyed listening to that game as I was going to get food. You and Ray are very, very good.
We have fun. We definitely have some fun, as with Eric LeGrand as well. And
yes,
Fooch.
Eric's very good for the home games. And yeah, who doesn't love Fooch?
Who doesn't love Fooch?
He must have been freezing.
Oh, and he let us know. He let us know. I want to remind you that ENN is sponsored by the WPT Online Borgata Series, powered by Party Poker US Network. Don, big story of the day, obviously, the New York Jets upsetting the Rams. And what is the single biggest upset in NFL history since the Jets upset the Colts as 18-point underdogs in Super Bowl III?
Ooh. Well, I guess technically it was the fifth time since 1978 that a team has won outright as a 17-point dog.
All right, so they tied it then.
I didn't remember, Chris, that the Dolphins were a 17-point dog last year against the Patriots.
I did not remember that either.
And that knocked the Patriots out of a bye. Back when the Patriots were good?
Yeah, years ago when they had a quarterback and everything. But speaking of quarterbacks now, the Jets are relegated for the moment at least, unless the Jaguars pull off a win in their last two games and the Jets lose their remaining two to the number two pick in the NFL draft. Plenty of Jet fans upset, Don, that the team won. And on SNY after the game, rookie Mekhi Becton had a message for those Jet fans.
Now, he ain't really a fan if he wants to win, honestly. I mean that in the nicest way possible. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, but I mean, if you wanted us to lose, you're not a real fan, honestly. You don't work too hard to just go out there and just take a loss every week.
Enjoy that when you're blocking for Joe Flacco in 2 years.
Well, I don't know if that's going to be the case.
Don, you and I could not be more...
guarantee that's not going to be the case.
You and I could not be more divergently opposed on this issue.
No, I get it, but you know, I'm just... You know, a lot of people are hammering me, although I got a lot of love from the calls. But, you know, Twitter, there's no love on Twitter.
Well, here's the thing.
It's not even a take. See, everybody... I've never done anything for just radio. If you've been listening to me... All the times, I've always said, it's me. Maybe it's an affliction on my part. I don't root for my team to lose. And I figure if the organization, it'll work itself out. I'm not going to sit there and root for an 0-16 season. That's me.
I would wholeheartedly root for it when you got to a certain point. because this is not about winning a meaningless game right now. And I'm not, you know, people have misconstrued this. It's not about players just laying down on the ground and doing nothing. It's about players who are playing, players who shouldn't be playing, and strategizing so as to give yourself the best opportunity to lose the game without telegraphing it.
See, I never, forget it. We could sit here whether you should, you know, root for them to win or lose. No, you don't do that in football. You don't, that's not the culture you want to set.
Is it the culture? No, but I'm talking about in this particular
instance.
When
has it ever worked? When has it ever worked? When? In the NFL, I understand it worked for the Penguins to get Lemieux, and you know I wasn't following Cleveland to see if they tanked for LeBron. I'm not talking about NBA or NHL. I'm talking about when has it ever worked in football?
I don't know that there have been a lot of teams that have really done it in football with this kind of quarterback available. I mean, everyone agrees. Don, this is a bigger picture thing. This, I guarantee you this. At this time next year, if Sam Darnold is still the quarterback and you don't have an answer on Sam Darnold and you have Trevor Lawrence ripping it up in Jacksonville and the Jaguars are much improved and headed in a much different direction. And I'm not saying that the Jets are completely shot to hell. What I'm saying is this is a win that they will regret.
Well, maybe.
And maybe, because I honestly, if you're being honest,
get the right coach, which you're going to need anyway. Let's can we agree on that?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
As great as Trevor Lawrence is, he's not unruinable. Okay,
no.
So if you don't bring the right coach in here, it's not going to matter. If you bring in the right coach and they can fix Sam, and you get a lot back for the second overall pick, and you believe in, and I'll talk to a lot of Jet fans who actually still believe in Joe Douglas, and why not? He's only had one draft and one free agent class. That you may look back and say, regardless of what Trevor Lawrence does, hey, we're in good shape. We fixed Sam. We got the quarterback. We've got tons of holes to fill. We've got the picks and the cap room to do that. And now we can go and figure out a way. It's not doomsday. I'm hearing doomsday. It's not doomsday.
It's not doomsday, but would you agree on two things? And I agree with you on Joe Douglas. I'm a big Joe Douglas fan. I think, number one, if you are sitting here a year from now and you're gonna regret this win if you see Lawrence tearing it up, are you not? I mean, as a Giant fan, if you're being honest with yourself,
we're gonna
go back for a minute, and I know what your take is. But if you're truly being honest, would you rather have Andrew Thomas or Chase Young?
I understand that, but I don't regret rooting for them to win the game. And then we'll see. I brought this up early in the show. I didn't repeat it. I don't know if you were listening to the open.
I didn't catch it today.
This is what I go through as a fan, all right? And this is what happens as a talk show host and as a fan, and I was both at the time, all right? You look at 2004. And when the Giants traded up to get Eli, you know, everybody looks back and go, oh, two Super Bowl MVPs and Eli's the greatest quarterback in franchise history, that was a great trade with San Diego. But the first 3 years of that deal, the first three, how many calls, and you were producing back then on the fan, of calls of like, oh, we could have Phillip Rivers now, and we can have Sean Merriman, and we can have Nate Kading kicking us field goals because he was like a field goal machine those first 3 years. Sean Merriman went to the Pro Bowl the first 3 years of his NFL career.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like Rivers was a better quarterback than Eli when he looked like a deer in the headlights his rookie year and out in the first round in 05 and 06.
And then they did go 11-5 in 05.
He went 11-5, but then got shut out in his home game at home against the Panthers, okay?
He was terrible in that game.
And, you know, and how many calls did we take about they should have never made the deal, they could have had the quarterback, they could have had Merriman, and then what happens? Merriman gets busted for PEDs, he starts 22 games the rest of his career, right? Mm-hmm. And then Eli Manning wins two Super Bowl MVPs. So even after 3 years, we didn't know. So I am not going to grade Chase Young over Andrew Thomas after 1 year. Right now, it doesn't look good. And would I be great if Chase Young was on the field yesterday, maybe putting some pressure on Baker Mayfield? Absolutely. But so much can happen. So many ebbs and flows. Heck, Eli was the number one pick in the draft, right? They traded up to get him. Now we fast forward, you know, Roethlisberger's 11-2, you know, and Phillip Rivers is going to the playoffs with Indianapolis. So it's still a debate on who the best quarterback was of the three. Who would have thought 3 years ago that we'd be talking about Josh Allen being the best quarterback of that draft. And who would have thought that Buffalo would be the perfect place for him to go? So that's how much things change. So let's wait and see how it all plays out. That's why I'm like, screw it. I don't read palms. I can't look into the future. I sit down on Sunday and I root for my team to win, and let's see how it all works itself out. Kill me if you want. Chris Carlin continues.
Are you finished? I just want
to. My wife tells me that I don't shut up, and I'm beginning to believe her, and maybe I need to lay out.
No. I don't want to step on you.
You know. I'm sorry that I'm
issue
passionate.
Number two, Don, though, is that this job is now not as attractive. And that's true.
Yeah. You know what's not attractive is sitting in the office of Chris Johnson, and I ask the question, is Woody coming back? and you don't know? And so I don't know who my boss is? Because I'm hoping they do some interviews before the 21st. Are they going to do any interviews the next month?
Who knows?
Season's over?
I would assume some point.
Who's doing the interview? Is it Chris? Is it Woody? Everybody is Woody coming back?
Let's be honest, though. The structure that the Jets have in place may work for other teams. It does not work for the Jets.
And I don't think it's attractive either.
No. They need to let the GM pick the coach and sign off on it.
Well, I don't know if you heard the Q-tip interview.
I did not hear the – I heard about the Q-tip interview.
Well, I told him to call Chris Johnson and tell him to take a knee. And give it to Joe. But I also told him, because it's Johnson & Johnson, you might want to clarify who Q-tip is, you know, because he might think, you know, I'm talking to one of the products.
Exactly. How exactly did you secure the Q-tip interview?
Well, he reached out to us because he needed to vent as a Jet fan.
Okay.
Peter
didn't call in for that one?
No, well, he...
like
he
Michael was going to call in if LeMahieu signs?
Come on, dog.
No, that's a very good point to compliment Peter, mm-hmm. is that you would think that he'd stumble all over himself to come back on the air because a famous hip-hop artist was on, but no, he enjoys his day off.
Right. Laziness absolutely outweighs anything like that.
Yes, rues the day, yes.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Don, speaking of winning, how about the Seahawks winning against Peter Rosenberg's Washington football team yesterday, clinching a playoff spot, and former Jet Jamal Adams very excited about it after the game?
Oh, yeah. That's a hell of a feeling, man. I'm sorry. I'm not used to this, guys. Forgive me. I know you guys are used to, you know, Seattle, you know, always going to the playoffs. I'm not used to this. I'm used to sending my cars home by this time. And, you know, hey, I'm already packing up, learning where I'm going next. Where's the vacation? When am I seeing family? Sorry to cut you off, brother. I'm just excited, man.
I can't wait to see him get smoked in the playoffs. Let it go, dude. We've all let it go.
I'm so with you on that. All right. Enough.
Let it go.
You won, okay?
Yes.
You're in a great place. However, you know, give Washington credit. They hung in that game. And I think if Alex Smith plays, maybe they win the game. And who's the NFC team? Is it Green Bay? I don't think it's New Orleans.
New Orleans, I tell you what, you talk about a fraud. And I'm not just talking about last night. I mean, in general, from what we've seen the last couple of weeks, all I kept hearing about, New Orleans defense, blah, 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 blah. It's not enough to win some games here. I don't think it's New Orleans.
And you know, what gets lost in this whole Jet thing, I mean, the Rams should be embarrassed. I mean, come on.
Oh.
And if Sean McVay is supposed to be the second coming, I'm sorry, the second coming doesn't allow that to happen. I know it was a classic trap game. They've got the Seahawks coming up, but come on. You've got one of the worst teams in the history of football walking into your building. And the 23-20 score was not indicative of how they played.
No, it was not.
Completely outplayed in that game.
It was 20-3. And here's the other thing. I'm done. Trying to know for sure, for certain, on third and fourth and short, if that's what McVay wanted or that's what Jared Goff thought he should do.
Then you know what? That's still on McVay. How do you let Jared Goff ever make
a
decision?
You generally don't. I mean, that's why I don't.
I could be all wet on this. I don't think he's a very good quarterback.
I don't think so either. I'm with you. Once again, Don, you have crystallized my thoughts. Meanwhile, how about the Giants? Rough game against the Browns. Handled easily. I don't know about you, but as a coach, my philosophy is always on fourth down and goal at the five, I'm going to go for it, and I'm going to put the ball in the hands of two people who don't handle it very often to try to make things happen.
Yeah, I don't understand. TTP, take the points. You're already limited, right? And your defense, I still think the defense played well. I mean, they all had 20 points. I mean, that's this league, right?
Yep.
And you got to get cute with the fake field goal. And then the classic fake going for it on fourth down. I've heard of fake punts, but I've never saw the fake go for it on fourth down. That really had them baffled, right? We're going to fool them. We're going to punt. They're going to think we're going to go for it. We're going to punt. I could see they were quaking in their boots there.
Befuddled group.
Tell you what, I'm a Joe Judge fan. That was a bad day. That was a bad day at the office for JJ.
Let's hear from the coach who was asked if it would be considered a failure if they don't make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I don't think our progress as a team is going to be measured necessarily on making the playoffs, Jordan. But I'm focused right now on Baltimore this week. This is obviously a team that we knew when the schedule came out early on, this would be a great challenge for us. One thing that I'm very interested in as a coach is seeing how our team responds to challenges, how they're able to adapt to different game plans and different styles of plays from opponents and see how they work going forward. There's a lot of things we have to improve on big picture-wise. There's a lot of progress we still have to make, but I'm pleased with the way the players have been working, and this would be a great challenge. Again, I'm not downplaying playoffs. You know, look, it's National Football League. We're all here to compete. We're all here for the highest prize in all of sports. We all know what that is. At the same time, I'm a firm believer in just keeping our sights on what the immediate goal is, and the long-term goals will take care of itself.
Have you noticed lately among coaches in really all over the place that progress is just not judged by wins and losses anymore?
Oh, that's the classic. When you're 5-8, that's what you say. Oh,
yes.
Don't look over here. Look at the other stuff.
Oh, exactly.
That is absolute classic. I thought you were going to ask the question that I often wonder, is Jordan Ronan the only one asking questions to any Giants?
Well, he's the only one being addressed directly.
Yeah.
At least generally speaking. I don't think Pat Leonard's getting that treatment.
No, because Jordan's the man. But listen, I like Joe Judge. And listen, I could still like him, and I could still believe they've got the right coach if things were to fail. You did lose your starting quarterback. I get that. And there's a lot of things I see of value. But, you know, after that Seattle win, I don't think we were discussing losing out. And I think we are now. I don't see them winning in Baltimore. And Dallas, to me, is a coin flip.
I agree. It's been two bad weeks. Two bad weeks for the coach. Should not have played Daniel Jones last week.
Absolutely.
And could have had him healthier for this week if that was the case.
I think he got a little too caught up. Because why, Chris? Because you are judged on making the playoffs or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But we can all say, going back to the first thing that John Mara said back in the summer, that I want to play meaningful games in December, and they did do that, but a lot of that had to do with the fact that they are in one of the worst divisions in football, which now is confirmed will not be won with a winning record.
Amazing. How about the college football playoff, Don, and specifically the voting thereof among the coaches?
Mm-hmm.
Dabo Swinney, the head coach of Clemson, who, of course, is in after their thrashing of Notre Dame the other day, voted Ohio State also in the college football playoff, not just out of the top five, 11th. Right. 11th for Ohio State, primarily because they only played six games this year. 11th. That's a bit strong, no?
Oh, very strong.
Yes. But that's a problem.
You know, I think they're a good football team, and I think they probably, with a full schedule, would have been ranked higher.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost. They would have beaten Michigan up.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely. They would have destroyed Michigan.
So, you know, I don't know what to think of it.
Meanwhile, Jimbo Fisher, head coach at Texas A&M, none too pleased, as you would imagine,
sure,
about not getting in, even though Notre Dame got smacked around the other night. Here's Jimbo.
We play in the best league in ball. We got beat by the number one team in the country, who also had another superstar on the team when they played us, named Waddle. People ain't even playing with him now. No team in SEC history has never lost not one game and been in it. The other leagues, I love them all. If we can't play in this league and be in the playoff, something's wrong.
Well, it's been a bit of a year, Jimbo. I don't know if you caught that. Also, I don't know that the networks, specifically our network, would be really excited at the possibility of getting College Station involved in the national championship picture as opposed to Notre Dame.
No, the Notre Dame does have a bit of a following.
Yes.
Now, let's be honest. I've been watching more college football than ever because there's no hockey. That Alabama-Florida game was pretty entertaining.
That was an entertaining game, I agree.
I mean, and Florida Alabama never had a chance of winning the game, but it was entertaining.
What bothers me about Alabama, they give up a lot of points.
A lot of points.
They really do. They really do. And speaking of bowl season, how about Army getting absolutely hosed? Now, they may still get into a bowl game because a couple of teams are dropping out. Like 3-7 Tennessee has dropped out of, I believe, the Liberty Bowl because of COVID-19. Not just record. Because their whole team stunk.
Yeah, not their record. It's COVID-19. Not the fact that 3-7.
How about the fact that 2-8 South Carolina, losers of 6 straight, are headed for the bowl? How is that possible? And Army at 9-2 doesn't get in. What an embarrassment. Hopefully they will get a shot as a result of this, and I would think that they would. One other guy you mentioned earlier, Ben Roethlisberger. Don, he wants to play in 2021. He's not giving up any time soon. That according to Adam Schefter. Even though the season has taken this physical toll on Roethlisberger, not giving up, just going to keep going.
I like that. I like when athletes don't want to give it up.
Yeah, I don't like it when they hang on too long.
Well, is that the case? I mean, I know they're 11-2 and they haven't looked great in the last couple of weeks, but it's not like he's going out with like no shot. I mean, this is, you know, he's going to, even if they lose out, they're 11-5 and they're not going to lose out. They're not going to lose tonight.
No, they're not going to lose tonight, but still, if you're Ben and you're realistic and you're looking at yourself in the mirror, I don't know how much is left in the tank after this. Down the turnpike in Philadelphia, Don, Jalen Hurts will start against the Cowboys, and Carson Wentz, if he's not going to be the starter, according to Adam Schefter, wants out.
I don't
will
doubt
not
it
be the backup.
God, if Hurts continues to play the way he's playing,
yeah,
then he's got to get the shot, right?
338 yards yesterday. He was phenomenal. Carson Wentz is maybe not the most mentally tough.
No, I don't think. I never heard, you know, maybe you can't handle Philadelphia. I don't know if that's a thing, but I think it's over.
And Don, speaking of over, that's going to do it for this edition of CNN. Oh, I can't call it that, but you get the point.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.